The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Is the end of the AIDS epidemic in sight, and how is the ongoing rollout of a vaccine against malaria? Well, I'm joined by Luke O'Neill, Professor of Immunology at Trinity College in Dublin, to tell us all. Luke, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, first of all, the end of the AIDS epidemic, is that kind of a statistic, or is it to do with the possibility?
There's hope. There's hope. Pat, now. They're saying, I was amazed when I saw the headline. Can this really be true? Like, could AIDS be got rid of? A bit like smallpox was got rid of, as you know. But there's some hope now. There's a new drug, you see. Lenacapavir, it's called. You take it twice a year, which it makes it much more useful than the current therapy.
Okay.
And it prevents you from getting HIV/AIDS. So it's a preventive measure. And because it's twice a year, they're thinking this could work. And you can imagine, Pat, if loads of people take this, the virus won't grow and won't develop and so on.
It won't have a host.
Precisely, exactly. That's the idea here.
So what's the difference between this and PrEP?
It's the same thing in a way, yeah. So PrEP was the big breakthrough, by the way, Papharacia. It's pre-exposure prophylaxis. Now, what that meant was you took a drug and that decreased your risk of catching HIV.
So you had to take it the day or before you went out on the town or whatever.
Every day. That's the drug is every single day, and that's problematic. People don't comply and so on, you know. Once they had that, though, they realised if we can get one that's more longer lasting, this may have more success. And now the company Gilead, we better name them, they're the ones who've led this. Nearly 20 years of research behind this, by the way, Pat, just shows you the effort these companies put into it.
And they're going to call it Yes to Go.
Yeah, the trade name is Yes to Go, which is a strange enough name.
You're good to go, kind of thing.
Yeah. But twice a year injections. And the trial was remarkable, Pat. There was 100% protection against catching HIV in one trial that was done in Africa. And a second trial done in America and in South America, 96% protection. Which they're remarkable numbers.
So the search would be for what they call herd immunity eventually. If there are no hosts, then it can't spread. But the cost.
Well, that's the controversial part. Now, they're saying it's going to cost $28,000 per year.
Now,
the place that needs this is the developing world, where AIDS is, and HIV is still. There's a million cases, by the way, every year of AIDS still happening. You see? So the question is, how will they make that available? They're saying they're talking to insurers and maybe the Gates Foundation and various things like that. Yeah. But it's essential, of course, that this drug gets to where it's needed most, which sadly is in places that can't.
Now, how long before it's out of patent, I wonder?
It's a new one, but it's probably about formulation. Well, like what makes it work just twice? You can imagine it must stay in your system for 6 months.
Yeah.
And then you catch the virus and it kills it, basically. And then the next 6 months. So whatever way they're formulating, it must be an important part of the technology here.
And I wonder then, do you need to take it every year, twice a year, for how long? Or eventually does the HIV virus give up the ghost?
Well, that's the hope. And that happened with smallpox virus, you know, remarkably. Smallpox, the scourge of humanity, was got rid of. That was a vaccine, of course. Now, the big question now is, will they still work on a vaccine? We can't get a vaccine for HIV in spite of huge effort. Decades of failure, you know. But this drug kills the virus. It's a slightly different thing.
Yeah. Now, how many cases of HIV in the States every year? Because, you know, America kind of rules the roost in all things pharmaceutical.
Oh, yeah. There's like 100,000 kind of numbers a year.
Okay.
You know,
so it's still significant.
It's still significant for America. And then, of course, the cost of that as well is substantial. So, again, that justifies its use there.
Now, malaria, the scourge, again, of the tropical world, shall we say.
Yeah.
And people get, they may not die from malaria, although some are quite potentially fatal.
Yeah.
But they can be sick and it can come back years later get you again.
Well, it's funny, Pat, sometimes two good news stories comes along in the same week. This is this one, because the second big news this week is the malaria vaccine. It's called R21 Matrix M. It's a bit of a mouthful. That's now being rolled out widely all over Africa, really. Now, this vaccine, Pat, was developed in Oxford by Adrian Hill. You may remember his name. He was involved in the AstraZeneca vaccine, as you may remember, and the Serum Institute of India. Again, the trials showed 75% efficacy, which is very high. And now this is a real hope. Now, Pat, it's still a very serious disease. 1,000 children die every day of malaria, usually in Africa. So it still has a huge mortality, you know. And now this vaccine, it's a bit like COVID. It doesn't stop you getting it, but it stops you getting severe disease. And what that means is kids don't end up in hospital and they're able to be treated at home and they don't die.
Is there any country embracing this with a vengeance? I mean, are there any countries being used as the template for maybe a major rollout everywhere?
Well, where I came across it was Uganda. So Uganda is one of the first countries to go after this with a vengeance. Now, Uganda is, malaria is endemic there. It's a really severe problem in Uganda. 56% of people in Uganda get infected, they reckon, with the mosquito biting them. So a big launch happened there this week. And the mothers, Pat, were queuing up. They're beating the doors down to get access to this. The report said the vaccine centres were thronged with mothers and their children. And one mother had lost her first child to malaria. So she was now, I'll take this immediately, you know. So they're all rolling up their arms, I guess, to get the injection because it really is so effective.
Okay, what techniques have been used thus far?
Well, again, the other big breakthrough, Pat, was nets. So, something simple, as you may know.
Yeah.
You spray the nets with an anti-mosquito chemical and then the mosquitoes hit the net and die, and that turns out to be very effective as well. So what they're talking about now is there'll be a combination of approaches, of course, nets being one of them.
Now, you know the idea of sterilising either the females or the male mosquitoes in order to stop them breeding. But I'm wondering, does the mosquito have an important part in the whole chain of things?
Whole ecosystem. And
the ecosystem. So if you kill the mosquito, maybe birds don't feed or whatever happens.
That's a really good question. You never know. The knock-on effect could be profound by killing off all the mosquitoes, but probably you're better off killing them than people dying of malaria would be the idea here. That research is still ongoing. I mean, there's still many approaches being taken against this. The other one, it's a bit like the HIV story. Can drugs kill the parasite? They're still trying to invent medicines that'll kill the parasite, and they're being tested as well. So what they're predicting is it'll be a combination of four or five different approaches, I think, ultimately.
But positive news on two fronts, HIV and malaria. Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at Trinity College in Dublin, thank you very much for joining us. You're off to the RDS.
I am.
The Royal Dublin Society.
And I'm getting honorary, I hate to boast, but honorary lifetime membership, isn't it? I'll get to go to the horse show for free every year, it sounds like. That's pretty good.
Bring your pony.
Yeah,
all right. Luke, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.